What up, Kansas State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. This is take two up here, the very first day of October 1st, 2025. Don't feel like it. Right now, it is still feels like it is in July. But anyways, yes, Kansas State Nation, we are in the middle. We are in October. Can you believe it? As I said here in quite a few episodes of this podcast already, that September flew by and now we're in October. Just three more months to go in 2025. We'll see what Case Athletics has in store for us throughout the rest of the year. To do that, make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast there. iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what it is there. Podbean app is kind of taking a break-ish a little bit here. But you can find older episodes on there still. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3 EDID Apostrophe Podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R number 3 EDID Apostrophe Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow big K-State fan about this podcast. Sticking with football here, how about Simon McClenahan? And I need to apologize first. Well, obviously, K-State in the middle. We're in the middle of the week, right? New month, middle of the week, as K-State football continues to prepare for their battle with Baylor down south in Waco, Texas on Saturday morning. Simon McClenahan, I categorized him as a kicker. Well, he's a punter. Well, close enough, but he's a punter, broke for K-State. And he was named the Gray Guy Award Punter of the Week. The organization announced this yesterday. Simon McClenahan getting it done in the punting game. And look, we've been criticizing the special teams unit as a unit throughout the year, right? But there's probably two pluses in there. I want to say Luis Rodriguez, the kicker for K-State, been knocking kicks down. And Simon McClenahan getting it done as well. He was also apparently was being on to the Rays 8 list as well. So Simon McClenahan getting it done in this both teams game for Chris Klieman and the staff, obviously. And of course, I can't remember off the top of my head the actual special teams coach who we have all as a collective podcast, whether it's this podcast, especially the other podcast, K-State podcast I am referring to, been heavily critical, and rightfully so, man. Look, the reason why K-State's in the position, everything hasn't been functional. And look, hey, as much as that was, look, that was important. Winning that game last weekend at home, UCF, you took care of them, right? Now, the question mark is, going on the road, can you carry that kind of momentum? And I've been saying it, whether that's about the women's volleyball team, you know, we already know the answer to that question there. But speaking of the volleyball team, as I'm recording this podcast, they're going to be getting ready to play West Virginia here in 40 minutes as I'm talking in this podcast. So, when this comes up, y'all going to know the result of that West Virginia game, which is going to end in Morgantown, by the way. K-State women's volleyball taking on West Virginia as K-State looking to get that goose egg out of the column in the Big 12 Conference. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, recording on a rare afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, October 1st, 2025. McClenahan averaged 51 yards exactly on his four attempts last week against UCF, in the victory against UCF, as three of his four punts at least went 45 yards. None were returned, and all four resulted in a night's territory there in their own 20-yard line. His effort included a career-long 65-yarder, which was the longest by a Wildcat in two seasons there as well. And that's saying something right there. That's saying something right there. Obviously, Ty Zentner, K-State legend, was awesome. Whether it was punting or the kick game, had to take over. He took over the punt. Wait, hang on a second. He was the punter. Yeah, the so-and-so one lone punter And then he took over the kicking duties in that Big 12 championship season a couple years ago. Now, right? So, Simon McClanahan getting it done. Nah, I probably butchered his last name. I'm sorry about that, but we're going to roll with it here on this is the podcast. We all know what we're talking about here. But, yeah, he was also awesome. I complimented him in reaction when we played Arizona as well. So, again, these are two bright spots here in the Spill Teams game. McClanahan and Luis Rodriguez, the kicker for K-State, for the K-State football team right there, as K-State looks to try to begin to trend in the right direction. Yes, we beat UCF. It was awesome. Now, can you go on the road and find a way to beat Baylor? That is the next question this week, and go 1-0, right? Hey, we're continuing this theme of 1-0. Let's go 1-0. Let's go 1-0, baby. And obviously, Baylor is the opponent for K-State football, and that starts at 11 a.m. Back to McClanahan from Omaha, Nebraska, became the first Wildcat punter in the Big 12 era to at least average 50 yards per punt, at least four attempts in consecutive games. See, there we go. As he netted, produced 50.8 against Arizona there. McClanahan enters this week's game against Baylor on the road on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on, unfortunately, ESPN Plus. I've yet to get my take on that. But anyways, he's ranked third right now in the Big 12 conference right now with an average of 45 yards, just a tad over 45 yards on 19 points here this season, which includes seven that have traveled at least 50 yards to tie for a second in the Big 12 there as well. How about our guy Simon McClanahan rolling, rocking and rolling in a punting game, being named the Ray Guy Award Punter of the Week. And then, of course, we didn't talk about this. He was named onto the Ray's 8 list there. Now, I don't know what that means right off top of hand right now, but all signs are good right now for Simon McClanahan. Can the signs continue to go in the positive direction for K-State football when it's all said and done come Saturday morning, or when the clock hits his... Ooh, boy. When the clock hits zero on Saturday afternoon against the Baylor Bears, huge game. Of course, obviously, K-State in the conference now. Record is 1-1, and overall 2-3. Overall 1-1 in Big 12 play as they look to snag a big victory on the road against Waco. What am I doing? Y'all know what I mean. Baylor, yeah, it's time to roll out. Baylor on Saturday morning. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found. Free to be available daily, where I have a chance to record K-State content. Again, appreciate your support of this K-State Everyday Podcast. Again, make sure you subscribe and hit tap the alarm bell every time we upload content for y'all daily, including holidays, including Saturday and Sundays. Y'all will be notified about that right away. So make sure you do that there as well. I was going to say something else and I totally forgot, but yeah, make sure you do that. Oh yeah, we all have a chance. I know we got people listening to this podcast. I know it. Please, that'll help us out. Not for fame or anything like that, but if you have a chance, leave. And I have not even said this a whole lot this year, this fall, but please, especially if you're new and or been a everydayer of this K-State Athletics podcast, 4-5-star rating will help us out tremendously. Not just for Alex and Eddie, but for other K-State fans looking for more K-State content outside of football and men's basketball there as well. As we get y'all revved up for Baylor. We'll hopefully have a pregame. Hopefully to fit a pregame in this week, given our circumstance. Fit a pregame this week there. Athletics, weekend athletics preview will probably come on Saturday there. Again, there's a lot going on across the board with K-State Athletics. Men's, women's golf are currently wrapping up down in Fayetteville as I speak, as they're going on right now as well. And I just told y'all, as I'm sitting here wrapping up this episode of the podcast here, K-State, West Virginia on the volleyball side here, coming up in less than an hour away. We'll have postcasts of that as well. And for those of you who are new to the podcast, we try to do a recap or a postcast or a reaction after every Kansas State athletics event out there, home of Kansas State University. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.